ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
I told you, Kevin, strange things happen when there's a harvest supermoon.
NFL Network analyst.
By the way, I don't ask for credit usually, but to show Matthew Stafford throwing a baseball, and the fact that I don't mention that he went to high school with Clayton Kershaw, was remarkable restraint.
Yeah, it was.
Even though I just did mention it.
But I bet he could sling it. What'd you think?
No player's ever had five touchdown passes in an international series. That going for it gets Adams. And we have history.
Matthew says, hey, I wanted to give you something else you haven't seen. Five touchdowns over here in London. What a performance by Matthew Stafford.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Great Clips. It's gonna be great. And sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes. Lawrence Holmes is off today in his spot. Today is Anthony Herron. And Anthony, I had not realized you told me that you and Kurt worked together. On
we
several
did.
Things.
A bunch of arena football broadcasts we did together back in the day on the NFL Network. And I was still very young in my broadcast career. Kurt Warner was already Kurt Warner at that point, but he was a fantastic individual back then. And as you and Lawrence get to experience on a regular basis, he continues to be. What up, Kurt?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Ant?
Good, man. Good.
So isn't it nice when somebody actually worked with you a long time ago and can say he's a decent person as opposed to just like...
And Kurt's not accustomed to that. Most people don't think that highly of him.
Well,
so it's, sometimes
like, oh, that famous guy? Oh, yeah, he's a good person. But no, it's actually a different thing. Kurt, thanks for the time, man. Been dying to talk to you about this game where Caleb struggled a little bit, but the Bears won. What did you think as you watched some of Caleb in that game against the Saints?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I continue to see growth on my end. I mean, it's never going to be a perfect product. Very seldom play a perfect game. But again, I look at this offense as a whole, and I see the offense coming together. I mean, they're starting to run the football. They're starting to mix it up. I think Caleb is continuing to make a lot of plays that are there in front of him. I still fighting the battle that there's times where – I just wish he would kind of play the play in front of him and, not go off script as much and start running around and doing all of his spins and just play the game. But you have to understand that's going to be a process. And we've continued to talk about it. It's fighting the battle of what he's always done to what Ben wants him to do. And I think there's progress every week. And the offense just continues, in my opinion, to evolve and become a pro offense that can do a lot of different things. And then they're finding ways to win along that process. And that to me is what it's all about, this game to kind of go up and then down and then up again and to make the plays that you have to make, while you're growing into that process and learning how to do everything that Ben wants you to do and getting more comfortable with the offense. I mean, I don't expect it to be a perfect product. And, there's some issues that Caleb has to keep working on, some mental, some physical, that lead to some of those issues. But to me, I want to see progress every week, and I want to see him be able to win and look, like an NFL offense. And I really feel like the last 2 weeks have been the best version of this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams Bears offense.
And it sounds like part of the point that you're evaluating there as well is just everything that's happening around Caleb, finally getting a more consistent, productive run game going with him. And Caleb's role in that, I was kind of addressing this a little bit on the radio after the game Sunday, Kurt, that it shouldn't be discounted as Caleb is learning this system, that there's responsibilities he has for getting the Bears into the proper run play or canning plays to trade which direction the play is going for a young quarterback. How much do you think Ben Johnson sort of allows on his plate right there for how the Bears are running the football?
I mean, I think he's, I think he's trying to give him as much as he can give him. And, I think he's pushing the envelope there. And I was just tweeting somebody, about it earlier, is that, we don't really know what the ceiling is and what the upside is and how much Caleb can handle and how much he can play, in structure and get through his processing and all. We don't know that yet. But to me, now's the time where you have to put all of that on his plate and you've got to see what he can be and what he can handle. And, because I'm still a firm believer that those are the things you have to do to be great at this level. Don't care how athletic you are. I don't care how, crazy talented you are with your right arm and the throws that you can make. At the end of the day, the best quarterbacks in this league that compete at the highest level, year in and year out, are the guys that can do those things. They can handle those things. They can play in structure on a consistent basis and make the right throw and make the right read. That's how you continue to win in this business. Even though we've got the most athletic quarterbacks we've ever had in the history of our game, that is still how you win at the highest level and at the biggest moments in this business. And so to me, you've got to keep throwing this stuff at him and you got to figure out who he can be and know that it's not going to happen right now. And he's going to have to learn because he hasn't been there before and hasn't been forced to do that, but he's got to do that. I mean, I think we're kind of doing the same thing or seeing the same thing in Arizona with Kyler Murray. Is very talented and a gifted thrower and a gifted athlete. But we're in year 7 with Kyler and people still asking the same questions. Can he do this? you know, can he grow into this? And I think a lot of people are starting to think he can't. He's not going to be that guy because he hasn't shown it at this point. I don't know if he is or not, but those are the things you have to figure out, and you have to determine if your guy is that guy, because that's the guy that can take you where you want to go. And we don't have those answers yet. So I think he's putting a lot on his plate. I mean, he's talked about it all through training camp, putting a lot on his plate. I'm throwing a lot of stuff at him. I'm seeing what he can handle, because ultimately at the end of the day, he's going to have to handle it all, or at least a lot of it, if they're going to play at that high level.
Kurt, you mentioned some physical, some mental. Did you see anything that made you think, oh, that's mental? Like, was there something you had in mind as you referenced that?
When you say that in terms of
Caleb's play, as you were watching, you were thinking, oh, that's something he's got to understand that he's not understanding on a given play.
I mean, I think the mental part of it for me more than anything is allowing the offense to work for you. And so this isn't unique to Caleb. I actually just did a video on Drake May, who went 21 for 23 the other day. And so by all accounts, you know, it's record breaking. He does things that Tom Brady hasn't done. And if you watch the video, you're going to see there is 7-8 times in that game where there's guys wide open right in front of him, you know, that he's looking at or that are part of the read or that are coming into his vision. And he takes off and runs, you know, he doesn't throw it. He takes off and runs and blah, blah, blah. And it's fine. It's a positive play. And we're still 21 for 23. But my point is simply, there's a lot of young guys in this league that are relying more on the athletic and the reactionary plays and less on the mental understanding and allowing their offenses to take that pressure off of them, you know, eliminate some hits, eliminate the physical part, the hard part of it, and allow the easy things to take over and work for you. And, you know, I think that's, again, what I see when I watch him, you know, basically every Sunday. There's a number of plays where I'm just like, just settle down, settle in there. Number one's not open. Number two's coming. It's coming. It's going to come right in your vision. It's right there. Just wait for it, you know, or something pops. And you see, you know, how quickly he moves to react and throw it. And you're like, relax, like expect that to come, like expect that to be open. Relax in your technique and play the game, where it just seems like some things are kind of surprising him mentally right now. Things that he's not really at the point where he can expect that or understand, oh, I'm looking at this read, but if that's not there, it's because this guy's taking it away and Ben's given me something that's going to replace that, and it's going to be there. Just relax and play through it and play with the timing of the play and allow it to work for you. So that's kind of the big thing that I see with a lot of these young quarterbacks. But the thing that shows up, you know, basically every week with Caleb, that some have gotten better and he's done a nice job with some of them, but you just want to see that become kind of the norm and the fabric of who he is within this offense. And then the runs and the reactionary stuff become secondary. So you don't have to rely on that, you know, every single time out. And again, I look at Drake May and he ran a bunch and made a lot of plays, but he also got beat up in that game, you know, and he takes a big hit on things that he doesn't have to, because there's things in front of him that are just going to be easier. And so those are the mental things that, to me, continue to kind of pop with a lot of young quarterbacks, including Caleb.
The Caleb interception on 3rd and 17, it looked like his eyes never went away from the target and the corner jumped it. Is that something that can improve and needs to improve?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to recall now the interception. I watched it before I took my long trip back from London, and I'm all jet lagged right now.
No worries. It was 3rd and 17, a deep pattern on the left where a guy was schemed open. But anyway, he stared down.
It was a comeback to Roma Dunze on 3rd and 17, where he had his eyes out to the boundary side pretty much the entire drop.
Yep. Okay. You know, here's the thing is these are kind of things that people talk about all the time. Like, one thing I hear a lot of casuals say is he's staring down his receiver. And, you know, it's an interesting concept, because very seldom, I will say, in this game, are we really trying to work guys with our eyes. There's certain concepts. You got double seam concept. You got to work the free safety, use your eyes so you can work in one side or the other and throw the seam away from it. But a lot of concepts, you're actually reading something to the side that you're looking at, and you have to have your eyes over there to read that defender so you can get it out on time. Or you have a solo route like a deep comeback where you're not really reading anybody and you're not expecting anybody to be sitting back there at 18 yards reading your eyes the entire time. So you can get your eyes there a little bit earlier than you would otherwise, because it's about getting lined up and getting set up to be to make the throw on time more than it is about, you know, holding somebody with your eyes. Only thing I will say, sometimes quarterbacks can get someplace too early with their eyes and it can mess up their timing. So I was a guy that liked to take my drop, understand the timing of a throw. So if I was throwing a one-on-one, it was get there early enough where I could be set and hitch into it and be lined up so I could be accurate with the throw, but not too early that I wanted to rush it. Because when your eyes and feet sometimes get there, you know, you're like, okay, I want to throw it. Oh, he's not ready. And now I'm, you know, kind of playing catch up. And so those kinds of things, it's all relative to a situation instead of, you know, us always coming back and saying, well, gosh, he was staring down his receiver, or, you know, this guy got a jump because of that. That's not always the case. And oftentimes it's not, because quarterbacks should have their eyes to the side that they're throwing to, you know, in most situations, so they can read and make those plays on time.
For you, with some of the great receivers that you were able to be so productive with at multiple teams, how does that balance end up working where, you know, there are times where maybe you want to manipulate coverage with your eyes as a QB, while also there are times where you do need to know what is the leverage of the defensive back? How is my wide receiver perhaps adjusting on the fly to the coverage that's being seen and landmarks that are being hit? How did you get on kind of the same page with some of the wideouts that you were so productive with?
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a very valid point. There are a lot of things that happen in the course of a play that, you know, again, you know, I talk about casuals. I talk about a lot of fans that don't really understand it. And, you know, it's easy to come back and draw up a play on a board and say, this is how it's going to work. And, you know, this is where he's going to be when you get there. And the defense is basically going to avoid them and let them run right to where we're drawing them up on paper. And it's going to be easy. And then you get out there and all of those things happen that you're talking about, Ant. Like, okay, the safety is not in the exact same position that, you know, we said he was going to be in when we watched him on film. Or my receiver got banged at the 5-yard mark. So how does that affect what he's going to do? You know, there's press coverage over on, you know, again, we'll just use that comeback. Press coverage on a comeback to the left. Man, I want to see maybe his release early to see if he wins quickly or if he's getting jammed and what that's going to mean when I come back to him. And so there are all kinds of different elements that force guys to adjust, you know, midstream, mid play. And so a big thing, you know, for me was trusting my guys, you know, like, you know, and we talked a lot about details, places that I was, and I harped on it a lot. Like, this is where I need you. You know, like, you have to push this to 12 yards. And this is the angle that I'm expecting you to come off on. The only way it changes is if this happens, you know. And, you know, and those kinds of things are so vital in, you know, paying attention to the details, harping on the details, practicing the details, because the more you allow for leniency from guys, hey, you know, best release for you. You know, go inside, go outside, doesn't matter. To me, no, you got to go inside. Why? Because it affects a linebacker and it affects how I'm going to throw it and it affects the window to the guy outside of you. And so I think all of those things were the things that we worked on. And when we were running routes, it's like, this is what I need from you. This is what you have to do. And here's why you have to do it. And so to me, like, if something didn't happen right in practice, man, I was the first one over there saying, hey, can't have that. Got to do this, got to adjust this way. And so right or wrong, it was about me knowing exactly what those guys were going to do because we talked about it. And so I wasn't, you know, midstream in a game going, shoot, here we are. We never really talked about this scenario. Is he going to come out flat? Is he going to come out high? Right? Those are the things that you don't want, because now, A, you're either guessing as a quarterback, which leads to mistakes, or you're hesitating as a quarterback, that leads to mistakes. So to me, it's about trying to see and talk through and think through every scenario that could happen. It's about detailing every aspect of things. This is what I need from you. This is why I see it this way. This is what's important on this route. So when it comes out and I'm looking the other way to hold the safety, or I'm trying to hold a linebacker inside, I know exactly where you're going to be, what your landmark is, and you got to make sure you get there at this depth every time, because that's going to give us the best chance to succeed.
Kurt, you mentioned Drake May. He agreed with you on this particular game. He said, quote, "I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown," said Drake May. But overall, we're looking at a guy who's got a quarterback rating over 100 in six straight games. And in all of those, he's thrown for 200 or more yards. Like, there's woof. Do the Patriots have something very special in this 23-year-old kid drafted after Caleb Williams?
I mean, I think he's got a chance. I mean, the thing that he's doing so incredibly well is throwing the ball down the field. Like, he is so accurate on the big throws right now, and he's getting numerous big throws every single game. And so where he may be missing – so I think about them last year. Last year, you know, he had some good moments. I thought he played well last year, but, you know, it wasn't anything like this year, because last year they hardly ever got big plays. And so now when you're not getting some of those chunk big plays, now it becomes vital that you're not leaving stuff out there. You're not taking off and running when you've got something working for you, because every one of those completions is so vital for you to finish and score. Well, if you miss one of those and leave one out there, and then you come back and hit a 40-yarder, you know, four more times in the game, those things can be covered up a little bit more. And so he's doing a lot of things really well. And they're doing some things really well. And I love Josh McDaniels, and I believe what he's going to bring to Drake May. You add in the physical gifts, you know, the athletic ability. And yeah, I mean, we're seeing something really good in a second-year player that excites you, because he's putting all of those things together. You understand the, you know, the physical, you know, has a chance to be special. So I'm excited about what I'm seeing from Drake May right now. I would probably say of all the second year guys, he is playing by far better than any of those guys. You know, Jaden was unbelievable last year. He's not playing nearly as well. Bo had some good moments last year. Don't think he's playing nearly as well. I think Caleb's playing better, but not quite up to Drake's standard, you know, that he's playing at right now. And so I think he's the best second year quarterback that we're seeing right now. And there's still a lot of room for improvement for him moving forward.
Kurt Warner, great stuff, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. That's Kurt Warner.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods. We'll be right back.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.